Right, that's Reuben Warmby, and it's reel 4. You were just telling a story about a sergeant there, Reuben, weren't you?
Sergeant, walking down the street when the curfew were on, and he was passing police station, and police came out and grabbed him up and got him inside, and he started fighting and calling. Anyway, that's news as to how he restrict everything. So all them years he'd been, and he come from Bolton, and he used to do boxing a lot. So I said, have you always done boxing? He said he was brought up on blood and resin.
So what did he lost? Did you say he lost all of his pensions?
Lost everything, yeah.
Yeah.
He was stripped to a private.
Yeah.
He was on guard when I come.
Yeah.
And he was a sergeant.
When you came for what? For your demob?
Yes, I went on the demob. It was him, actually, what made me a corporal.
Oh, well, sorry, when did you get made up corporal? So I missed that in your career. When you didn't tell me when you were made up to be a corporal, Reuben. When was that, roughly?
You were young without. I think it was Oberhausen.
Oberhausen,
yes.
Is it after the war?
Yes.
About the time that you almost, demob time.
Yeah, and he sent me a finding HQ because they were going to search in this village. So I went and found a place where they could sleep and put up.
Yeah.
So when he come, when officer come back, he said, who the hell made him? Look, he said, I sent him on a job and he did a good job, he says. So he went that. So first time I went in guard, I couldn't stand my feet and show attention and all that. So I went a changing guard and I says to our office window here, and we're changing guard here. I said, don't watch me, Eric. I said, I saw him back in my side. He said, I wouldn't miss this. He worked 3 o'clock in the morning. Believe it or not, he's been killed in a motor accident there, this boat. This sergeant major, he was stood behind a tree telling me what's there. And he was telling me what's there. Attention, and right turn, and quick. And he was telling me behind the tree what was there. And later on he says, we were changing guard one, and you know when you start laughing and you don't know what you're laughing at, everybody's laughing.
Yeah.
Well, I was changing guard, new guard to old guard, and everybody started laughing. I don't know what that, but we were laughing. Anyway, we won a private with guard, what were coming off, and he took over, he said, like what you had to do, take a pace forward and right turn and quick mark. He did that. And the officer was watching up above. And this sergeant major was behind the tree. He said, hey, Walter, he said, you best hand that stripe in tomorrow. He said, if you hand it in, you won't lose your proficiency pay.
And so is that what happened? Did you hand the stripe in?
And there were vehicles running all over the place on my signature.
But then you got demobbed. What time? When was this? What year?
February
26th, I think.
Yeah.
Of which year, Reuben?
46.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
45 war ended.
Yeah.
46. 46. Yeah. And I went through Newmill, where I
lived. To Catterick.
Catterick. Yeah.
Yeah.
He gave me a long overcoat and a trilby and a shirt like a butcher's frock.
And a pinstripe suit.
And a pinstripe suit.
Yeah.
I wrote back. I says, I've been here, and he says, yeah, and I've got a butcher's shirt and a pinstripe suit. Anyway, Eddie sent me another, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, he changed it. He changed it for you.
He changed me.
Yeah.
I said, sit here and I've finished away a bunch of shirts, and I really changed it, didn't I?
So did you then go back back to your fruit business?
No. After that, Billy said, what are you going to do? Are you going to start again? I said, no. Because shops have been taken. What we are now here, it had been turned into hairdressers.
Yeah.
And below it, I'd moved out to the shop where she was, into cottage next door. So, and she saw me there. So he said, do you want to come to Frodo's till you decide? So I said, yes. So he got me a job at Frodo's, and I got a 25-year-old.
What's Frodo's?
That was 1946, and you came here in 1951.
Yeah. So that's how long.
46-51?
Yes.
5 years.
So I did 5 years at Florida.
Yeah,
and then I got moved to here, and I've done 25 and a half here.
So Frodo's, what is that break people?
No, double in the fifth. Brake linings.
Yeah, brake linings. Yeah, I think brake people. But
and we made V-belts for cars.
Yeah. Yeah, but after that, what did you do here, you said?
I got moved to here.
Doing what?
Straining the...
Same thing.
Same thing.
They transferred rubber to here.
Oh, I see.
They had rubber in Rochdale, and rubber in Manchester, Trafford Park, and then rubber at Chapel. So they moved all rubber to here. So, and like I come here, only as a trainer off, training new men. And back then, you know, you just train them and then you say, I'm going back, I don't have that. And I'll be back to you.
So Reuben, you're out of the army now, your life is up to date basically, you're now retired. You retired a few years ago. How old are you now, Reuben?
In August, 85.
85.
When we come here, my son was an electrician, and he was just down when there were 5 amp plugs, and everybody were having electric fires and electric kettles, and 5 amp plug and wiring wouldn't stand it. So me and him, we started putting plugs in these 13 amp all over. Now I went into the door, come and asked him to put him a light in the staircase and a socket somewhere. And after that, we was up there putting plugs in for 6 months.
That
were
after you'd worked.
After
you'd
retired.
After we worked, I used to let him at 6 o'clock and we worked till 10 at night.
When
Coronation Street were on, we were taking clawboards up, we said, can you stop a bit now? Coronation Street on. So I knock off to Coronation Street.
Just to go back to this period between your army period, if you like, in France and so on. I know it's a long time ago, an awful long time ago, and not everybody are the same, and some people can remember dates and times and other people can't. You don't remember those places and dates and times, obviously. But how would you sum up your that time in the army, Reuben? I mean, I know you. I've talked to you many times before, you've got a great sense of humour.
There were always somebody, you didn't have to worry about it, but there were always somebody saying something.
In fact, tell him about what that fella said to you in what we met in Liverpool. He said, I don't know you remember me.
Reuben mentioned that earlier. Reuben mentioned it earlier. This was the chap that said to you, he remembered you because of the way you were, your character and so on. No, it wasn't necessarily your face, it's because your character.
I remember one day we were stopped, waiting to go in action. And there were bloke, he was playing up front. And we were all laying to his carrier. Ready for going in action. And he's playing this flute.
Yeah.
So he said, give us a tune. and we're ready for moving off. Sergeant Major comes in, oh, the bloody hell are going up in here, sir.
Because you see, I'm trying to get you back to some of the things that you told me before, which we've got on tape. And I know that one of the things you said to me before was about, you know, you and your rifle and so on, and the way that you were always very eager and keen to fire it at people. Is that right, Ruby?
Yeah. I did my job, I got good there for them. There were Germans running across, Bear Johnson, with grey hair. Shooting like a pot thing, you know, like a fairground. Well, I mean, you might have been enemy, but I couldn't do that. But I always got others there, ready.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Now, I once had that German on the carrier. At front of my carrier, there's a toolbox.
Yeah.
Where's that carrier? See that?
Yeah.
That's a toolbox.
Across the front, yeah.
Across that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's supposed to have one spade, one pick, and another. That were all you're allowed. It was like Wimpy's moving off without. It was like postman, because as soon as you jumped off, we were digging.
Yeah.
They took us out digging, you know, in Norton. Digging trenches. Well, they only done about that much, and they didn't do it, but it didn't take a long dig there.
No. No, because when those shells were coming over, you said.
I remember Mercury, he was digging a trench, we were doing it in turns. I'd done a turn, and Mercury were doing a turn. We started shelling, and Murphy, he was leaning over us, spinning, and there were about 600 of them, and it's everywhere, and that's all I've done, nearby.
Yeah, yeah. Right, well, thank you, Reuben, for doing that. It's
I hope you don't get me called
master. Oh, I don't think so.
These are them cans, mate.